I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Power Pearls Podcast. And today, this is the second edition of a video version of this podcast. And if you've been following along for a little while, you know for the past several months, I've been doing Power Pearls Unplugged every Friday. And so I started out by doing a studio recording, like a recording of this podcast earlier in the day, and then going live on Facebook. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is so much work. So instead, I decided, let's do a little experiment, which I think I need to call this an experiment because I'm realizing that it's a lot of multitasking, a lot of work. But I thought that I would experiment and kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and take the video and turn it into a podcast at the very same time. And so you'll notice that when you listen, I do say video a lot. In the video, we do this. In this video, we do that. I think I say it a couple times. Maybe that's not too bad, but you get the idea. And then also, I do respond to comments from the Facebook live audience, the live audience. And so I think that that is a nice addition to these particular podcasts, simply because I'm asking questions and people get to share their insights. And if you are yourself taking advantage of that opportunity on Fridays, then you get to do the same thing. So if you would like to be part of the live audience, join me on the Facebook live video. Join me on the Power Pearls Facebook page every Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's go ahead and dive in now to this episode. And I just go directly into a question that I ask you on the survey on my newsletter. It's a survey question. And I basically ask, what is it that you want out of the podcast? What are the topics of interest? And that's pretty much it. And some of the responses were very enlightening. And there were two major responses that were pretty close. And it was, 65% of you want, the lifestyle piece. And then 63% said design advice. Like, how do I start a design business? So that's it. And that's what we're talking about. So enjoy. How can I get started with designing knitwear? So I don't know if any of you have that question, and I thought I will just go ahead and jump in and answer it. And so basically, just start. I know that sounds like a really simple, answer, but the truth is that it is that simple, because I think that what happens is sometimes we get caught up in the little details and forget that, it's just about starting. It's about starting in one place and then taking it from there. And the truth is that, let your passion drive you, because, I was just interviewing Robin Chichula, who is going to be a guest. She's a crochet designer and book author, and, she is, and a mother, so she's all over the place. I mean, she just is such a busy person, but you know what she does is that she lets the passion for what she does, it drives her, that's it. And what she says in the episode, and I've heard others say this quite a bit too, is, they were just doing it, they were designing, and someone said, well, you should write a pattern, or you should do this. And they were like, oh, okay. So the bottom line is, you'll reiterate that, the passion. It's about the passion, letting that passion drive you. And, if you're putting yourself out there, even if it's just with one idea and one concept, that's it. That's all you need to do. And so, for example, if you want to work with a magazine, or you you want to get your design in print, start there. Every magazine has their guidelines for how to do it. They tell you exactly, they give you the instructions, and they're all online. So for example, at Creative Knitting, we put those online. So creativeknittingmagazine.com has a list of guidelines. So it's so straightforward and so easy. And, you start there, and yeah, you're going to make mistakes, and there are going to be some things that'll trip you up, but you just, If you're confident, or let's just say if you are, you accept that that's going to happen, you'll just go into it and you'll have a really good attitude. And as far as looking for guidelines and knowing where those are with other magazines, you know, they're out there too. So all you got to do is go to their websites and find exactly what you need. And if you want to, you know, put something up on Ravelry, just put yourself out there, put out an original pattern. You know, that's about it. You know, just give that a try, and you'd be surprised what happens. Because, you know, when I was talking to Robin, and you'll hear that episode soon, you know, the thing that she said that I thought was really interesting was that, you know, because I asked her, I said, so you put yourself out there. Hey, Chris, how are you? Nice to see you. You guys are being really quiet. So I'm glad that you jumped in, Chris. So are you, Chris, are you a designer? Are you a wannabe designer? I'd love to hear what you're up to. Or are you a hobby knitter, you know, strictly focusing on the hobby side of things? I'd love to hear. And just so you know, we're recording as a podcast episode as well. So, you know, it's a little bit of multitasking for me. So, you know, I apologize about the little rocky start here. I think I might be trying to manage too many things at once. But like anything, just like what I'm kind of alluding to and talking about here, is you just put yourself out there. There are going to be mistakes, and you're not always going to be perfect. But if you put yourself out there, you know, you just get better and better, and you refine your craft, you refine what you're doing. As I'm doing these videos, I'm refining my presentation, hopefully. but what Robin was saying in the episode that we recorded, the interview that I did today, which will be coming out in a few weeks, you know, she was talking about, you know, that very thing of just putting yourself, she put herself out there. She didn't have a whole lot of marketing that she had to do for herself. And I wanted to kind of stop there and say, but really, it was because you had initially put yourself out there in one way or another, even if it was just with one small thing. So it wasn't like you got noticed doing something when you were at home, you know, crocheting, because she's a crochet designer, crocheting in your corner. No, you did something. You know, you put something out there, even as if it was small. So that's my first message to you. If you want to get started as in knitwear design, just start. And there's a lot of tools out there. Again, read what magazines are asking for when it comes to what does a proposal look like? Because you know what? I'm going to tell you, that's also a good clue for you to develop your own ideas if you want to go the indie designer route. And you know, listen to the episodes on Power Pearls podcast, because you know I've interviewed other editors like myself. I've also interviewed designers and people like Françoise Denois. Sorry, I said her name wrong. Sorry, Françoise. You know, she is someone that's using mainstream methods and applying those to her knitwear design business, which is very unique. You know, she's a very unique focus, and I'll get to that in a second, because I'm going to talk about a few other things that might help you out here. So Chris is strictly a hobby knitter and crocheter, but you know, I think that these are really cool and fun stories to hear, because I am going to talk a little bit about the creative pursuit and how to balance it all, and that's going to also be part of this episode / video. So in a few moments, I will get to your comments, since this is a podcast also, and I'm just trying to get my bearings on how I want to do this the best way. And so I'm going to first kind of talk about the questions that I've received from the survey that I put out on the newsletter. If you've signed up on the Power Pearls podcast newsletter, and if you haven't already done so, you can go to powerpearlspodcast.com, and it's the box right on top. And you can get my 8 steps for designing, how to design a killer, you know, how to put together a killer proposal if you want to work with magazines, or you want to just start designing an indie, you know, collection of your own. It applies. And so I'm going to, So what I did was I put out a survey. One of the first emails I send you when you sign up, asking you, what do you want to get out of Power Pearls podcast? You know, what do you want to hear? What kind of topics are you interested in? And 65% of you said lifestyle, and 63% of you said designing. So it's very close. They were very, very close. And so I'm going to talk about the number one question on the design side and the number one question on the lifestyle and also business side. And to, you know, just to kind of please both sides, because I know that many of you are both hobby knitters and aspiring designers. And so, and of course, if you're an aspiring designer, you're already a passionate aspiring designer, right? Okay. Well, you may not already be an aspiring designer, but if you're an aspiring designer, you love your craft. I guess that's what I was trying to say. Sorry. Okay. So the question was, how do I get started with knitwear design? And I already answered part of that. And the next point is, don't put a dollar sign on your passion, because, yes, we want to make money, right? Because I know the questions have come in quite a bit. Like, how can I know this is going to be a success before I even go into it? And I'm just going to be straight up. You don't know anything. You don't know that about anything in life, really. But you need to have passion and excitement and interest. But to back that passion up, you can't just do something with passion. You also need skill. So the things that I talk about on this podcast and others and the people that I interview talk about the skills that they've developed and the skills that they suggest that you also, that you develop as well if you want to head down this road. So, so let passion be the driver, but develop those skills and don't put a dollar sign on your passion in the beginning, because you can run the risk of becoming a little bit too needy, I guess, and expecting too much too soon. And then the other is to tell your story. And this is something that I mentioned. It's my number one. I'm going to come back to this in a future episode, but is to tell your story. That's the number one point that I provide in my 8 steps free guide that you can get when you sign up for my newsletter. And I say to tell your story because, you know, yes, we love designing. We love designing, right? But what is it about you and the design? What is it that makes it special? Because the truth is, who needs another design? Who needs another knitting pattern, you know? But there's got to be something different, something special behind it, a story behind it. Maybe it's your ethnic background. Maybe you have a special heritage. Maybe you have a special quirky story, an interesting technique. I mean, look at someone like Vicki Howell. So she's been on the show, and you can listen to her episode. All you got to do is type in Vicki in the search box on Power Pearls Podcast. But, you know, she's a perfect example of how she has a message, she has a brand, and she has a very special way of presenting her patterns and, you know, and what she does. And, you know, her designs are simple because, you know, she's after the everyday hobbyist, right? The everyday knitter, the everyday crocheter. So it's not brain surgery, but it's who she is. I mean, she's the brand. So that's something to really think about when you're putting yourself out there. Don't just, send in a design to an editor or, put it out there in cyberspace, blue sweater, you know, like that. Maybe you can do that, but I'm just saying, with the competition, with all the noise that's out there, you know, make it more unique. You know, just focus on trying to make that happen and tell your story. And if you want to get, as I said earlier, started with magazines, you just go to their websites and get the guidelines. You can download them, and they help you in many ways beyond just designing with that magazine. You can also, it also gives you clues about how you can actually design your own patterns if you want to start that indie pattern collection. But it's good to have a combination of both in your business plan, and that is working with magazines, working on an indie collection. You know, diversify, like in any business, you want to diversify. So, and that's that brings me to my next point is, you know, don't just design knitting patterns. They're not going to pay the bills completely. I mean, it is a passion business. You're not going to make a ton of money. So you want to learn how to get scrappy and pay attention to those more mainstream models and the way that people are creating info products which, you know, in a way, in many respects, of course, our patterns are like info products. You know, maybe you take a collection of your patterns and you can create a special ebook, that's just for those patterns with background, with information about the techniques that you use, about the story behind those patterns, about you. And you're telling a story that someone can get beyond just the written pattern. So that's something that you want to think about, especially now with the sea of free patterns. So be careful. Also, I always want to say this, be careful and don't give away too much free, okay? Because free patterns are destroying our ability to make a living in this field. So watch it on the free. Free is good for marketing, but don't make that your main model, okay? So that's for the business side, just touching the tip of the iceberg. And now another comment, question that has come through quite a bit through the survey question that I asked is in regards to creative pursuit and balancing it all, how does one fuel and pay for a creative, productive life? Good question. A really good question. You know, so I think when it comes to balancing, I'll just right off the bat say, and you may have heard me say it before, but I don't believe in work-life balance. I think that you have to decide, and you know, you have to make choices and say yes to certain things and no to other things, depending on what chapter of your life that you're in. And it's good that I'm talking about this topic because I was, you know, reflecting on this and talking about this today with Robin Chichula in the interview that's coming up very soon. We talked about that. She's a mother like I am, you know, she has kids. And, you know, there are things that you have to say no to. You have a chapter in your life. You know, you're a mom. You want to be available during those waking hours, your child's waking hours, or at your child's soccer game. You know, I don't want to miss that for my son. You know, my son is, you know, playing soccer on the weekends. And so, you know, do I want to spend time, you know, working on the podcast or doing maybe a craft show, or, you know, do I want to be with him and see him, you know, watch his game knowing that he really wants me there to cheer him on? So it's about making those choices and accepting that you're in a certain chapter because that's going to change, right? So saying no to certain things to say yes to other things, you know, and I think that's wisdom that's developed through wisdom and understanding what, you know, what you need at that time. And, you know, maybe you have to wait for certain things. And I know for myself, I like to create a little later list. And it gives me comfort because I want to do so many things. It's like ridiculous and sometimes a bummer because it's just, it's never ending. So I have this little later list in my Moleskine journal, which I carry around with me everywhere. And it's a little later list that says, you know, okay, I'll do this later. You know, easier said than done because I usually want to do those later things right away, you know? And there's a book that I recommend. It's called The One Thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. And it's called The One Thing by Jay Papasan, I can never say it right, and Gary Keller. And it's about that. It's about finding that one thing that if you do it, will have the biggest impact on everything else in your life. And especially for those of you that are that have a full-time job and maybe trying to do this designing thing on the side, the One Thing could be very instrumental and life-changing for you because there's a chapter. It's chapter two, and I want to show you. I'm going to flip it around. I'm actually at my office at Annie's at Creative Knitting today, and I'm going to flip it around. And I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. And I keep it. It's like over by my phone. I have to move it a little bit. And I copied it. I copied this domino. It's from chapter two in the book. See the dominoes right there? And it talks about, see how there's like the little domino? And there's like a theory that, you know, like when you hit dominoes, like one little domino, by the time it hits, I don't know, whatever domino, in the end, it's like 50, it becomes like that much stronger to knock down all the other dominoes, if that makes any sense. So anyway, I always look at that on my wall because it just makes me feel really good to know that it's there. And you know, it's just nice. It's really, really nice to refer to that when I feel like I'm really, you know, overwhelmed and stretching myself really thin. So I'm gonna move you guys a little bit. Because I think the scenery is a little bit nicer like this. I meant to do this so you could see. Oh, look, see, it's nicer than just a white wall behind me. So anyway, that was that's basically what I wanted to talk about in regards to the balancing pursuit, you know, pursuing a creative life and balancing it all. Because, you know, you have to make choices. You have to decide to say no to certain things. And I think when you have that kind of acceptance, then, you know, you can be okay with it. So now I want to turn the tables and I want to ask you, what kinds of topics appeal to you most as a Power Pearls listener? And what would you like to, you know, hear more of? So let me, and also while you're jumping in, I'm going to answer some of these, the comments that have come in. So this is Q&A time for those of you listening on the podcast side. Peggy says, I am more of a hobby knitter, but this is good advice for life in general. Yeah, I think that you can just plug and play, you know, plug and play as applicable. Catherine says, hi from Richmond Hill, Georgia. I crochet, knit, and quilt. Through our library makes things to be donated back into the community. The needs are big, so we stay busy. That's awesome. Wonderful, Catherine. Catherine also says, I have created a pattern for preemies at the hospital and, oh, oops, it's crochet, but I have been trying to convert to a knitting pattern. So Catherine, so you knit and crochet, I'm guessing, of course, because it says here that you crochet, that you knit and crochet and you quilt. Well, that's pretty awesome. So, hi, Angie. How are you? So, Angie, are you strictly a hobby knitter? Do you like to design? Are you a wannabe designer? Yeah, I want to hear what your story is. So, you just missed. You're going to have to go back to the replay, Angie, if you're just popping in, because I just shared some good nuggets, some value bombs, as they say, out there in the world about how to get started with knitwear design. So Jana says, hey Jana, nice to see you today. I really appreciate your insights on this. I work full time and stay pretty busy outside of work, but I have bought the books you recommend on design and sketching, I think is what you mean. And I just ordered a bullet journal. Ooh, yay, bullet journal to try to get all my jumbled thoughts on plans together. Yeah, this is so good. Yeah, I just started using the bullet journal process and I talked about it on the last Power Pearls Unplugged. It's great. It's a great, great process. I really like the philosophy. You can go to bulletjournal.com and just see, because I can't talk about it all here, but they basically show you how to put together your bullet journal. It's a very unique process. Let's see. And the books Jana talks about are books that I will be talking about in upcoming episodes. One that I talk about quite a bit is called Designing Knitwear, and that's by Deborah Newton. And by the way, Deborah is going to be on the podcast soon. I've been meaning to ask her for so long. I mean, she's my idol. I love Deborah. You know, she's actually worked with me, you know, on the magazine. She's done some designs, which I just feel so honored that she's agreed to do that. It's just wonderful. Jana says, yeah, design and sketching. Yes. I'm going to hang out here for a minute or two to see what you guys come back with. Because I really want to know the kind of topics, you know. I know that you like lifestyle. I know that you, you like the designing part of it, but is there anything else? I mean, you know, I have all kinds of approaches and different kinds of guests on the podcast, other editors like myself that talk about, what it's like behind the scenes, making a magazine, what not to do when you're working with magazines. So Angie says she's a knitter, crocheter, crochet and quilting hobby at the moment, but have started a shop on Etsy. Well, that's great. So Angie, is your shop, are you selling PDFs of patterns, like so people can download patterns, or are you, sorry for that, or are you selling ready-to-wear, you know, finished designs? Just curious about that. So this has been fun. I mean, this is like already like 30 minutes that we've been talking. So I hope that some of this information was helpful. Bags, Angie says bags and quilts and ready-made. That's wonderful. Awesome. I'm going to check it out. So can you share, Angie, can you share your shop name in the comments? That'd be awesome. And so, yeah, and with that, I just want to, you know, thank you for joining me today. I hope this was helpful. If you want to get my free 8-step guide for creating a killer design proposal, you can go to powerpearlspodcast.com and put your little email in that box that's on the very top of the page, and you will get your free guide. And then you'll also get this survey question. It's like 2 minutes, two, like this question, you know, what do you want to get out of the podcast? And that's pretty much it. And lots of other things, you know? So, oh, hey, Tracy, a future topic, how to keep swatches, sketches, designs organized and stored. Wonderful. That's a great topic that I will have to explore for sure. And Angie's Etsy shop is called My Sister Crafts. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, with that, as I say every time, with that, I will see you next time. And I want to thank you for joining me today on Power Pearls Unplugged. So see you next time.